Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. Five-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us. Well, this week, of course, we're celebrating the holiday that is Thanksgiving, and a lot of people are coming together, but people are already making plans for the holiday that is following, and that being Christmas. Our next guest is someone who spent some time with us this year, but he's back to talk about his brand-new project that I think you guys are going to really enjoy. Elijah Conner is going to be on our program to talk to us about this Christmas, his album, and also you guys are going to hear some of the melodies from it, and we'll be telling you how you can get your own copy of the project as well. Elijah, hello to you, man, and welcome back to Conversations Live. Glad to have you back with us.
Cyrus, how are you?
Hey, doing great, man. Congratulations to you on this album. When I found out about it through Gentrega, what I did was I went over to Amazon.com, which is one of the places, one of many places that you can get the album now, and was able to get it from there. What has it been like for you, Elijah, as you are hearing, of course, the response from the song, but also seeing the way that the songs are making people feel?
Oh, man, it's just been overwhelming. You know, I'm very humbled by the response from the project. By the way, shout out to Gentrega, and as well as your listeners and your support. It means so much to me. But just the response I've been getting from radio and from media and from print has just been overwhelming. And I'm just glad that I was able to share, you know, some Christmas songs or some holiday songs with people around the world. You know, a lot of times around the holidays, people get lonely. You know, they go to thinking about loved ones they've lost. I lost my grandfather just a month and a half ago. And I said, let me go ahead and put this project out. Definitely.
Right. Well, you know, one thing that I thought with every song, and we're actually going to hear two of the selections, Elijah, here on this program. We'll be telling our listeners again how they can get it for themselves. But one thing I thought about was you are a person who automatically sings with soul, and soulfulness definitely comes through these songs. I mean, was it important for you to not only to deliver a song for the holidays, but to deliver it in the way that was like you?
Definitely. You know, I wanted to be true to my artistry as well as deliver soul music. So I took some Christmas classics and just basically put my rendition with it and my stamp on it because, you know, I want to deliver that soulful Christmas. And, you know, you have your Carrie Underwoods and everybody else who's doing their version. But I want to keep it, I definitely want to keep it alive, especially in our race. You know, it's not that much Christmas songs out there. One of my greatest Christmas albums is Nat King Cole. And when I go back and listen to him, you know, I definitely listen to him while recording this album.
Yeah. Well, for those who may have missed our first conversation, you know, let's go back a little bit. You know, it's very obvious that music is something that you love. I mean, do you think that what you're doing right now, especially with this project in time for the holidays, Elijah, is just really being true to the calling that you have when it comes to music, being able to not only deliver an album, but to be able to deliver a message? Because I think the message of the song definitely comes through as well.
I think definitely to each their own, but I feel as an artist, you are a leader, you know, you're going to be held accountable, not only to God, but also to other people, you know, so I just want to share my story through song, through music, and I, you know, as I stated earlier this year when I spoke with you, I believe that music is medicine, it's medicine to the soul.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of times during the holidays, people reminisce over their year. you know, and they lost loved ones, or they broke up, had a divorce, or lost a friendship. And, you know, I want this music to be like medicine, to help mend somebody's heart or to help make somebody's heart joyful, you know.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think you're accomplishing that. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Elijah Connor is back with us. We're talking about his new project, Just in Time for the Holidays this Christmas. One of the selections from the project that's one of my favorites is A Silent Night, Noel. Talk to us a little bit about that compilation and how that single came about.
Well, you know what? I was basically sitting at the piano, and Cyrus, I was sitting at the piano in the studio. And I wanted to kind of put my own rendition together, and I was saying, okay, I just don't want to do Silent Night. One of my favorite Christmas carols is Noel. So mm-hmm. I remember singing Noel and the Christmas plays growing up as a child. And I took that rendition and put it together, and I never knew that those two songs would mesh so well together. And when I was singing at the studio and I got on the piano, I said, go ahead and hit the record button. I told the engineer, let's just go ahead and do this now. So it kind of came together, not on purpose, mm-hmm. you know, not on purpose. And I said, you know what, let's just go ahead and do Silent Night and Noel. And it's crazy to me how something that wasn't done on purpose became one of the listeners' favorite. I was reading, my assistant Jen Traeger was reading some of the comments on iTunes the other day, and it's like everybody loves Silent Night, Noel, Silent Night, Noel, Silent Night, Noel. So I'm just humbled as well as you know, blessed to just have to know that this song is touching so many listeners, definitely, so many listeners.
Well, it definitely is doing that. Since we have you here with us, Elijah, why don't you go ahead and introduce the single for us?
Well, here it is, the world premiere of Silent Night, Noel. I hope you enjoy it.
midnight clear. So I'm singing no. So I'm singing no.
That was Elijah Connor with Silent Night Noel from his album This Christmas right here on Conversations Live. We actually have the man once again joining us, talking with us about this project and also the compilation. You know, another thing that I think is important about this particular album, Elijah, and I'll have you talk about it, is that it really, I think, puts the focus where it belongs, and that is the reason for this season. How important was that for you? There's nothing wrong with, of course, people getting together, but why? How important was it for you if you were going to have a project called This Christmas that is actually deals with the actual purpose of Christmas?
Well, you know, I was fighting back and forth with my label about that because I wanted to keep it true to me. And, you know, I grew up, I'm the offspring of pastors and ministers. So, you know, growing up in the church, I've always grew up singing, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. So I kind of went back and forth with the label because they were saying, you know, don't keep it, we don't want to go too religious. And I said, wait a minute, this is, if I'm going to put out this Christmas album, it has to be true to me. So, right. You know, Noel, Silent Night, This Christmas, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. You know, this is really what I grew up on. You know, I just did my own rendition, but these are the songs that I grew up on. These are the staples that I sung, the songs that I sung during the holidays. And I just want people to know that, you know, whatever you're going through during the holidays or even throughout the year, don't forget the reason why you're here. Don't forget right. that family is important. Don't forget to cherish your loved ones because when they're gone, they're gone. You know, okay. So there's so many messages in this album, in this exclusive EP. Someone told me the other day I was doing an interview, and they told me, you know, this is actually an album with the hidden tracks that can be played all throughout the year. And it is. And the message that I wanted to portray and give throughout this album is that you can make it. And I'm talking about love throughout the whole record. And I just want you to enjoy it, the listeners to enjoy it, and just know that Jesus is the reason for the season, definitely.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. Elijah Connor is our guest. We're talking to him about his new project, This Christmas. One of the pictures that people who are friends with us on Facebook and on our Facebook fan page are seeing, Elijah, is the picture of the huge banner that's at the counter that has your picture and has, of course, the album yes. now available. When you see that, and I notice even on your Facebook fan page, Elijah, when you share pictures of people who have gotten the project, how does it make you feel to know that not only did they want to support, but they cared enough to be able to share that with others?
You know what? I've been getting so many messages, and for those who follow me on Instagram and Twitter, actually the people I tell everybody, you know, when they buy the copy, whether it's offline, digitally, or even in stores, to send me, shoot it to me, because I end up reposting and saying shout out to Naomi or shout out to Trey for the love. Every person, you know, whether I told the label, whether 200 people buy it or 200,000 people buy it, it means so much to me. Because someone is hearing it and someone is being right. encouraged. So, you know, I just try to give my all in everything that I do. I believe in the, quote, excellence or nothing at all. And that's what I want to walk in excellence.
Well, I think it also shows in this the next selection, which I've already posted my review of for Amazon.com, and that is This Christmas, Joy to the World. Again, you know, being true to, you know, the time of the year, the thought of family, but also, of course, going back to the reason for the season. And I should say, you know, these for people who don't get the entire album, you can buy the individual singles. You can get those for 99 cents each, yeah, either on iTunes, Amazon, or even CD Baby. I saw someone posted today.
Yes.
It was on CD Baby,
yes.
So they can get it there, too. So let's talk about This Christmas, Joy to the World, about that selection.
Oh, man. Actually, This Christmas by Donny Hathaway is one of my favorite tunes. So I touched on that a little bit, and then I mixed it with Joy to the World. You know, just keeping the soul alive as well as the R&B soul alive. You know, actually, This Christmas is one of my favorites. You know, I guess I can't really, Cyrus, I can't really pick my favorite out of off the album. It's like asking a parent, who's your favorite child?
Right.
You know, it's like I can't really pick my favorite. But, I've been getting great reviews about this one as well. You know, but like I said, I really, this was the first record that I recorded for the album.
Okay.
This Christmas. So, you know, my tone was kind of raspy in this one because I actually just got over a cold. But, and I told the label, I said, I want to go back and re-record it. They said, no, we love the raspiness. So for those who are saying, you know, his tone is kind of more clear in the Silent Night, Noel rendition than This Christmas. It's because I just kind of got over a cold. But, you know, it keeps that raspiness, you know, kind of that soulful.
Right. Yeah.
That soulful tone. So This Christmas is actually another one of my favorites. So, oh, man, like I said, I'm just humbled by the whole project, just the reviews and just the love from the whole project that I've been getting from around the world.
Yeah, well, again, since we have you here with us, you know, might as well ask you to do us the honors again, Elijah, to introduce this one for us.
Most definitely. World, here's This Christmas. That's now available on Amazon and iTunes. Listen to it, This Christmas.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, I know it's gonna be together. A very special Christmas, oh, for you and me. Merry Christmas, oh, to you. So joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us Christmas, hey, Merry Christmas. I just came to wish you a Merry Christmas. Yes, oh, it's the best. Have a Merry Christmas. Yeah.
There you have Elijah Connor with This Christmas and Joy to the World right here on Conversations Live. We've been speaking to him about this new project called This Christmas. All of the songs that we've been talking about here, that we've been playing here, are available on Amazon.com as well as iTunes as well. You can find it on CD Baby, pretty much wherever you buy your music online, you'll be able to find them there. Also, stores are carrying the project as well. You can get it there, and you actually have, as you referenced, Elijah, you actually have a bonus track for people who actually get the album. So you guys can get the singles, but if you get the entire project, there's a bonus track on there that you guys will be able to have as well.
Actually, when people there's three bonus tracks. Yep, they're hidden.
There you go. So you guys have something to be able to look forward to as you're listening to the project. Elijah, for people who do, you know, get the project and they're able to sit back and listen to it with their family, by themselves, you know, as they're getting ready for this time of year, what is your hope that it leaves them with?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. No, I was just saying, you know, for those who listen to the project, you know, from beginning to end, what is your hope that the project leaves them with?
I just hope that the project brings them back to family. You know, I have a track on there as well called Sorry, which is basically just saying, you know, hey, if you messed up this year, whether it was with your husband, your father, your sister, or your wife, just say I'm sorry. Be the bigger person and say I'm sorry. So I hope that this leaves them with the appreciation of family, as well as it leaves them with to cherish love, and as well as to reference Christ in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
There you go. Well, Elijah, for those who are not staying in contact with them, what is the best way for them to be able to find you and to stay updated on what's coming up next for you?
Listen, I would love to hear from all my supporters, and I don't call them fans, I call them supporters. So I would love to hear from you all. I'm on Twitter. That's at Elijah Connor, that's ElijahConnor, or you can check out my website, that's ElijahConnorOfficial.com. I'm also on Facebook, as well as Instagram. I share some exclusive pictures on Instagram. That's Elijah Connor, ElijahConnor. I would love to hear from you guys. You know, I'm not one of those celebrities or one of those singers who don't respond. I write back. So hit me up. I would love to hear from you. I appreciate your support. Keep tuning in to one of the hottest guys in the industry. Cyrus, I appreciate your support, man. I put you up there with Steve Harvey and all the others, man. Keep doing your thing. I thank you for opening up your airwaves to little old me.
Oh, man, please.
We
appreciate you, and definitely Gentrago for setting this up again. You know, it's always a pleasure. You know, I believe in this, Elijah. You know, you're one of those individuals I think people will look at and are already looking at as an example of not only what's possible, but also what blessings look like. I think when you think about what you're able to do to be able to not only discover your purpose, but to walk in that with passion, I think, you know, that is an example for so many people. So I thank you for doing that, because, you know, just like I know, a lot of people, you know, are not walking in their purpose. And so for you to be able to do that and to share that with people and to be able to get the response back, I think it's just a testament of what you're doing. So congratulations to you. I know this is only the beginning of blessings to come for you. And it goes without saying, man, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thanks so much, Cyrus. I was very humbled by that. I appreciate your support. And once again, shout out to all the listeners. I appreciate the love. You have a blessed and enjoyable Thanksgiving. Okay?
All right. You do the same thing, man.
And we'll chop it up soon.
All right, definitely we'll do that. Again, everyone, Elijah Connor has been our guest. This Christmas is the project. It's available right now. You guys can find it either at your favorite store, or you can go online to Amazon.com, iTunes, CDBaby.com, and you guys will be able to get it from there. Make sure you guys share the word. I mean, there's a lot of great music that's on this project, and I think not only that, I think there's great messages on this project as well, and it comes from the soul of a man who definitely doesn't mind sharing who he is on everything that he does, and you can actually tell it on this project. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Elijah, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go on our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.